Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Austin Berg joins us. He's the Vice President of Marketing at the Illinois Policy Institute. It's not about that that I called you, though, Austin. Welcome back. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing real well. You followed Mike Madigan's career in Illinois as long and as thoroughly as anybody. Ask him, and he'll tell you that. So he not only resigned his speakership, but now he's resigned his seat. He's going to be leaving the Illinois legislature even before his term ends. Are you surprised?
I am surprised, but only because of the fact that you see these figures, these sort of larger-than-life political figures in Illinois, stay on long past their welcome. I'm thinking specifically of Alderman Ed Burke, who retains his seat on the city council. But yes, you're right. Madigan lost his speakership, and now he will be resigning his seat, not in handcuffs and not in a casket, as many people thought would be the only two ways he would leave that office, but of his own volition.
I said he resigned his speakership. I got that wrong, didn't I?
He lost his speakership. He did not receive a single vote for the first time in 3 or 4 decades.
So I was just saying, why does he resign it, though? I know he's not as powerful as he once was, but this will sound Pollyanna-ish, but it's still true. If you are voted to be somebody's representative, you're their representative. Sure, you are the speaker, but that's not the main point. The point is you represent the people in your community, right? I mean, you are the speaker for the whole state, but the whole state doesn't get to vote on that. But the people in your neighborhood vote because they want you to represent them. So he's saying, yeah, I really didn't want that, to the people that live over by Midway. Am I right?
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to accumulate a massive political war chest, build the largest patronage army in the nation on the back of billions of dollars in debt, just representing a little district next to Midway Airport. His entire legacy and career is built on having the speakership, not just being a representative. So I'm sure he'll have some moves behind the scenes to install someone in his district that he is amenable to. But the Madigan machine was built on the speakership, not just next to Midway Airport.
Does his resignation say something about his view of his future? That is, maybe he will end up in handcuffs?
I think it's too early to say. I will note that he still remains chairman of the Democratic Party of Illinois and also retains around $15 million today in campaign funds. So, the man retains power in some ways, and I think it will take more still to really wrest all of that from his hands.
Austin Berg is with the Illinois Policy Institute. He's a regular on our Mincing Rascals podcast that you can find at WGNradio.com. Does he have access to that $15 million, Austin? What can he do with it?
He can spend it on his against his enemies and for his allies. So, and that's always what he's done.
Yeah, but can he buy a Range Rover with that, or does he have to use it for political purposes, giving it to other politicians in their campaigns?
Well, money's fungible. I will say that he's used an enormous amount of money, millions of dollars in campaign donations for his own legal fees for this ComEd case. I expect he will continue to do that. We saw the same thing with Ed Burke. And I think that's one of the reasons people should be so angry about the fact that the speaker controlled the party purse strings for so long. You have folks who, are interested in electing Democrats to the General Assembly, and this money is being used to defend this person in a massive corruption cover-up, right? That's not money that's being used toward any, legitimate political end.
I'm still kind of curious about what his future is. Do you have a line on where this investigation is? At first he was unnamed, but everybody knew who it was. Now, in fact, we know he's part of an investigation, but he's not been indicted. There's no charges against him, right?
No, there's no charges, and I have not heard anything recently to suggest that charges are forthcoming. I think it would be easy to see this resignation as perhaps an expectation that those charges could come. You could even say, hey, does this put him in a better position to maybe bargain with the feds on what his sentence may be or what the charges may be? But I think that might be a bit too much speculation at this point.
I'm sorry. So you're suggesting that he told them, listen, I'll even quit the legislature if you go easy on me?
Yeah, we've seen that with other Illinois political figures. It's sort of a, I don't want to say a line in the sand, but it's an act of good faith towards the Fed.
Well, you know, there you were just poo-pooing his accomplishments, but I've got a 2.5-page press release here from his office telling me all of the good things he's done. Do you want me to read all of them to you?
Yes, please.
Well, I'm not going to, but...
I think it's a really interesting remarks that he put out. It's one of the longest press releases I've ever seen from the speaker's office.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
It mentions things like the death penalty, like rights for LGBTQ folks, sort of these things that every Illinois politician who's been there forever touts as their accomplishment. And his legacy is quite simple, I would say. It can be shown in a couple of graphs. We are the most corrupt big state in the nation. We have the worst debt in the nation. We have the worst out-migration problem in the nation. And our credit rating went from best in the nation when he started as speaker to worst. And, of course, there's plenty of other political figures in Illinois that can be blamed for that, but he has been the one at the center of it all.
Yeah.
And now we have an opportunity to fix those corrupt and failed institutions that are left in his wake.
Some of that criticism I know sounds subjective, but I've heard you say some of those things before, and then you have some numbers to back it up. For instance, corrupt sounds nebulous, but we've sent the most people to jail or something like that. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, you can measure that. It comes from the Department of Justice. You can show public corruption convictions per capita. Illinois is the worst among the 10 largest states since Madigan became speaker.
Yeah.
We've had about one public official go to jail for corruption charges per week for the last 20 years. And that is a direct response. And this is not to say, you know, just to keep piling on Madigan. It's a call to change the state now that he's gone. This should be the number one priority for a Speaker Welch, for a Senate President Harmon, for a Governor Pritzker. Now that Madigan is gone, you have no excuses not to deal with this problem.
Austin Berg with the Illinois Policy Institute. He'll be part of our Mincing Rascals podcast that will drop later this afternoon, and we'll talk more about all of this. Nice to hear your voice. Thank you, Austin.
Thanks, John.